there is an alternative.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. And it's getting better all the time. We got another fine guest. He joins me right now live via phone. He is Alex Lazary. He is a Milwaukee Bucks executive, and he is a U.S. senatorial candidate. Alex, you are also the returning world champion. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
You know, I had to look up the Bucks record. They're 9-500. They're fourth in the division. Are they on the upswing or the downswing right now, Alex?
We're just trying to get healthy. I think that's the biggest thing we need right now. I think we've seen and shown that, like, you know, when we've got all of our guys, you know, healthy, we're, you know, probably still the best team in the NBA. We've just got, you know, we've had a kind of like a bit of a string of bad luck with injuries, and then, you know, and then like everyone else, right? You know, kind of Omicron ran through, and so we're just, we just got to get back healthy. And at the end of the day, as long as we're healthy going into the playoffs, we're going to be totally fine.
And for those not watching the NBA protocols closely, Omicron obviously affecting the league just like it affects all of our lives. Alex, what is the current league policy and how has it affected the Milwaukee Bucks franchise?
Well, look, I mean, you know, the NBA, you know, we've got rigorous testing policies. We've put a mask mandate in Fiserv Forum. Look, we're all trying to do our best to, you know, figure out how to, to live with this virus. I think we've seen, especially in the NBA, I think over 90% of the players, have been vaccinated, and I think over 70 or 75% have gotten their booster. So the NBA has seen, has been able to, I think show like, hey, look, here's how we kind of are able to live with it. But, look, it's causing problems, just like in all aspects of society. And we're just trying to get through it.
Well, Alex, I'll stop asking you the sports related questions. Let's get into the politics. You are a U.S. senatorial candidate. Ron Johnson, obviously, in a shocker to no one, announced his intent to run for a third term, kind of breaking his pledge. First and foremost, Alex, wanted to get your response to Ron's candidacy, 3.0.
I mean, look, I don't think any of us truly believe that he's a man of his word. So, you know, him breaking his pledge was not something out of the ordinary for him. And look, I think he's what we all know, right? He's dangerous, and he's been harmful to the state, and has done nothing but, his 12 years in the Senate has done nothing but, you know, vote to enrich himself and his friends. And I think that's, you know, one of the biggest problems is that he's not working on behalf of the people of Wisconsin. And that's why I'm in this race, because I think we need someone who can actually go to D.C. and get something done and make sure that they're able to, you know, bring, higher wages and more jobs and investment to the state of Wisconsin, something Ron Johnson just hasn't done his time in the Senate. We need a partner for Tammy Baldwin, and I want to be that partner.
Well, Alex, you know, Ron Johnson always was the sort of guy that would vote against a direct stimulus payment of $1,400. I wasn't shocked when Ron made those sort of painful decisions, voted against his own constituencies. But where I find him dangerous is in regards to the January 6th, the insurrection, the propagation of the big lie. I mean, this is dangerous for small D democracy. Alex, before we talk about your new proposal, talk about Ron Johnson on January 6th and sort of being a whitewasher, a minimizer of what happened that day.
Well, look, he's been dangerous, not just, you know, what we've seen his how dangerous he is when it comes to, you know, public health too, right? You know, when it comes to COVID and spewing out lies and conspiracy theories, he's doing the same thing when it came to the riot on January 6th, you know, saying that he would have, you know, been more scared if it was Black Lives Matter protesters. And I think that's just what's showing how dangerous, you know, he is and why it's so important, why we put out our democracy plan. That we work to not just expand voting rights, but also work to stop, you know, voter suppression and subversion. I think that's where we've got to make sure that we don't have, you know, members of Congress who only say it was a fair election if their side wins. And that's what, you know, Ron Johnson's been doing and what he's been saying, and it's why it's so important that we not just get him out of there, but put someone in who can, you know, bring, you know, expand voter rights and get rid of voter subversion and election subversion in the Senate.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine guest live via phone. We welcome back U.S. senatorial candidate Alex Lazary, a Democrat, a Milwaukee Bucks executive on leave, I guess, technically, and a good Democrat. And Alex, well, about the time January 6th rolled around, or the one-year anniversary thereof, you rolled out a plan, a democracy plan, as it was described. How do you describe it, sir?
I describe it as just that. It's a democracy plan on how we, you know, make sure that we, I think, protect and enhance our democracy. You know, it calls for expanding voting rights, you know, for bypassing the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the and the bill that's in the Senate. You know, we call for getting rid of partisan gerrymandering, making sure that we step up our efforts on cybersecurity and election interference from you know, outside actors abroad, promoting democracy abroad, making sure that, you know, we're talking about and explaining and promoting democratic values around the world. You know, these are a few of the things that we can do to make sure that we're strengthening our democracy. And also, we talk about reforming the Electoral Count Act, which, you know, they're currently, you know, talking about right now. These are all things we can do to strengthen our democracy, and these should be things that are bipartisan, that we all want, because there's nothing more important than making sure that everyone has the right to vote and that everyone feels that they're voting in a fair election.
Well, Alex, the president went down to Atlanta, Georgia yesterday. Joe Biden gave a hell of a speech, to my opinion, and he did just short of naming names, but we know he was there to put some pressure, especially on Democrats in the Senate. My understanding is he's got a special caucus luncheon planned with the Democratic Senate caucus tomorrow, and we talk a lot about the two obstructionist Dems. But quite frankly, there are 50 obstructionist Republicans. We don't hear any Republican publicly expressing their support. Hell, Mitt Romney was supporting the upholding of the filibuster today. So, Alex, assuming it may not get through under the current dynamics of the U.S. Senate, and a guy like you picks up the seat, where do you stand in terms of filibuster reform, quote unquote, go and nuke, whatever you want to call it, Alex? Is it a necessary step at this time?
Yes. I mean, we have to get rid of the filibuster. We've got to make sure that, you know, we're able to do what the people vote us in office to do. A lot of what we're seeing right now is, especially amongst voters, is a frustration that they're, you know, electing people to office and nothing can get done. But we need to change that. We need to make sure that if you get elected on an agenda, that you can pass that agenda, and then voters can judge in the next election if they like it or not. And so that's where I think we need to, you know, why I think getting rid of the filibuster is so important. You know, we Democrats were voted the White House, the Senate and the House to ensure that we were able to pass things like voting rights, to make sure that we were able to pass things to stop the spread of climate change, to make sure that we're able to give everyone, you know, health care, that we can, you know, create more jobs and raise wages, right? Bring a $15 minimum wage, pass the PRO Act. Yep, these are all things that Democrats were elected to do, but can't because of these arcane rules. And this is why, if elected, you know, I would vote to get rid of the filibuster so that we can go about doing the business of the people.
Alex Lassery, you are a U.S. senatorial candidate, but you're also a Wisconsinite, just like me. And in our backyard, we have sort of a witch hunt, a very McCarthy-esque sort of investigation going on. Michael Gableman, to my opinion, corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. He's the attack dog on behalf of the Republican legislative leadership. And we've got a very gerrymandered legislature here. But I want to get your response to Gableman's investigation and this ongoing, you know, rigged election, big lie. I mean, it continues each and every night. You turn on MSNBC, and Wisconsin's the lead almost every night, Alex. What's your response to what's happening in our backyard?
Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing, right? This election's been investigated, and it's been, you know, shown like there's no evidence anywhere that that anything happened other than Joe Biden won. And we all know and agree and know that this was a free and fair election, and Joe Biden was the winner. I don't see anyone looking to, you know, recount Republican votes. They only just want to recount Democrat votes. And this is, you know, this is the problem and the danger to our democracy is when we've got people in positions of power, like elected officials, who are purposely spreading lies and conspiracy theories rather than standing up and telling the truth and leading and saying, yes, you know, like I like to compare it to, you know, like, look, when the Bucks lost, you know, if the Bucks lose, you know, I don't go around telling everyone like, oh, no, the game was rigged and that, you know, we need to appeal the game or hire a special investigator as to why they lost. You stand up, you say, hey, we lost and we're going to, you know, do what we can to win next time. And unfortunately, we're seeing, you know, Republicans trying to, you know, feed these lies and conspiracy theories that's dangerous. And that's something, you know, we need to, you know, why we passed and why we're presenting our democracy plan so that things like this can't happen again.
Well, I heard a lot of bemoaning the fact that I believe it's Garnett that's got the size 16 shoes in the playoff outcome last year. Alex Lassery, fine U.S. senatorial candidate. Alex, if people want to get involved in your campaign, how'd they do so, sir?
Yeah, if anyone is interested in getting involved in our campaign and making sure that that Ron Johnson gets defeated, you know, go to alexlassery.com, you know, and support, sign up to volunteer. If you're interested in just checking out where we are on the issues, we've got an issue page set up. You know, get involved. We've got to make sure that we win this race. This is going to be the most pivotal race in the country.
Alex Lassery, don't be a stranger. More Devils. We'll